Welcome to the Haters Press Conference Podcast. This is the first place, some say only, where you can hear football's leading managers' press conferences in full.
Okay, get things underway. Who wants to begin this evening's press conference? Matt, what are you
going to say? Hello.
Obviously, great result and a great performance by Cole.
The first question I know.
Yeah, I was about to say, we saw you on the TV, you're clearly very angry.
Yes, I think after we need to talk about the game because it was a fantastic game. But first of all, I want to tell you that to make clear that they know, the player knows, the staff know, the club know, that the taker is, on penalties, is Cole Palmer. All that happened after is a shame. I am so upset about the situation. We were talking on the dressing room about the image that we sent to the, because it's Monday night, you know, football. And I said, in every single country they were watching the game, and we cannot send this type of image. It's a shame. I want to apologize to football people and our fans, because that is unacceptable. And the discipline is the most important thing on the team. That is a collective sport that, of course, need to show that they, you know, and the offensive player that, you know, they have the hungry to score goals and everything. But I think this type of situation, I'm going to take a decision if that happened. We were talking in a very good way, because I think we need to make clear the situation, but I'm not going to accept again this type of behavior. And it's going to be very strong. I'm going to be very strong. It's unseen. Even close happened like this, you know, and I'm going to, I was telling them, and I promise it's not going to happen again. That is part of the process that we need to learn, that we need to, when you have a young, you know, a squad, that sometimes the personal aims, the individual things are in front to the collective. When you ask me about why we are not consistent, why we are not performing sometimes, why we show some good performance and then we drop in our, because the standards, the young squad need to have, you know, very clear that they, of course, they are a very good active of the club, but in the same time, they need to perform for the team. And they need to, you know, to really learn quick, because we are in Chelsea and the demand is so high. Saying that, I think we need to move on and talk about the game, because I think 6-0. Again, a very good team like Everton. Score 6 and clean sheet, I think is about to be happy. Or maybe we can stop, finish that.
Will there be any punishment for Nonny and Jackson for their part in this?
No, it's not. We don't work about punishment. What means punishment? It's about to learn. They are young. They are young guys, you know, that they behave like this. And of course, I think it was very good, the action of Gallagher, like a captain that was there. And, you know, I was talking about them. But I think we cannot show, you know, that type of behavior. That is a punishing for everyone. For everyone. Because all know who was the taker and who is the taker. If Palmer is on the pitch, he's the taker from the day that this started to play. Because if we need to remember also when it was a very difficult situation, remember Burnley, the penalty. No one wanted to take, and he was and took the ball and showed the personality. From there, he started to, you know, be who take the penalty. Look, that happened. We were talking, I can't explain all that we were talking there, because I told, now the first question is going to be the question that you are asking me, and that is a shame. Only I can apologize, and it's not going to happen. The discipline, and it's going to be, I'm going to be more stronger, and, you know, and if they behave like a kid, here it's impossible. We cannot behave like a kid. And we cannot, you know, after an unbelievable game that we were playing from the beginning, to talk today about that is a really it's a shame, and I think it's an unacceptable thing, and we don't deserve to talk about that. And I think apologize the fans, apologize the people, because in the way that we behave it was so egoist, part of the player. But I think it's part of the process. Eh? When you talk about yes, it's not easy to build a team. It's not easy to build a team. It's not easy. That is why I think that it's about to learn and to be strong in our decision. When I told you we have all the information to take, you know, and to make decision for the next season, that is type of things that we are going to pay attention.
Okay, got two here, and then we're going to finish with today. Jacob and then Jack's finished.
Did Nonny and Jackson accept that they were wrong? Did they apologise to you?
Sorry?
Did they apologise to you, the players?
I think we are all agree that this type of behavior cannot happen again, and they were wrong.
Jack?
You mentioned to TV that if it happens again, they will all be out.
Yes.
Will it have any impact on the weekend for the FA Cup, their places?
No, no. That is not work like this. I think they are not experienced players, you know, that they really know what they are doing. They are young. They are a kid. They need to experience some, you know, some situation to learn. And I think we are like in a school that they now to show that they were wrong, and now they need to learn. If they don't learn, yes, after we will take some decision. But now it's about to learn. It's about to this type of experience, to use this type of experience to go, to move on and be better.
Okay, we've done that topic. We're not going to answer any more on that now. Jerry, if it's one on the game, we'll do that and then we'll finish.
Maurizio, when you signed Cole Palmer...
Sorry?
When you signed, when
yes.
You first saw Cole...
When we signed, yes. No, me, oh, yes. The club, oh, yeah, the club.
Did you think he was a player who could score 20 Premier League goals?
I never judge the player when we sign. It's only we expect the best. It's no surprise us, but of course, was a player that always with the capacity to score goal when was playing, you know, in Manchester City. You were seeing that the capacity to score is, you know, but I think in the way that he adapts himself on the team, on the club, and I think in the way that he's playing and performing is fantastic. Of course, he's not a top scorer, but he behave like a top scorer. And I think it's amazing for the team, amazing for him, showing that, you know, that is the club made a right decision signing him.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much. Good evening, everybody. Thank you.
See you later.
If you like what you hear, please remember to subscribe or follow and leave us a positive review. It really will help us get to more grounds around the footballing world. You can also follow Haters TV on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, and our wonderful website at haters.com. Thanks for listening.